This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Former U.S. Special Counsel Robert Mueller has agreed to testify in Congress over his report on Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. It'll happen in mid-July. AP correspondent Ed Donahue has a report.
After his Russia report was released, Mueller said that was all he could say.
The report is my testimony. I would not provide information beyond that which is already public in any appearance before Congress.
But Mueller will be appearing before two committees. Once the report was released, President Trump said many times,
no collusion, no obstruction.
Robert Mueller said,
if we had had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said so.
Gerald Nadler is chair of the House Judiciary Committee.
The special counsel made clear that he did not exonerate the president, and the responsibility now falls to Congress to hold the president accountable for his actions.
President Trump has called the investigations in Congress presidential harassment. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Top American and Iranian officials are continuing their rhetorical warfare while insisting they want to avoid armed conflict. U.S. President Donald Trump says, quote, whatever they want to do, I'm ready. Asked about an exit strategy if war occurs, Mr. Trump replied, I don't need exit strategies. The president has warned that an attack by Tehran on anything American would be met with great and overwhelming force, adding that in some instances, overwhelming will mean obliteration. Mr. Trump also dismisses as very ignorant and insulting Iran's statement that there was no longer the possibility of diplomatic talks with the United States. All of this after President Trump stiffened economic sanctions against Tehran, even targeting the country's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali, mentally retarded, that the sanctions would not harm the top cleric because he has no assets abroad. Rouhani said his country will respond decisively to any aggression. From Washington, this is VOA News. In Afghanistan, bringing to 9 the number of U.S. fatalities there this year. The identities of the soldiers have not been released. The killings come a day after U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was in Kabul for day-long talks with Afghan leaders on efforts to reach an agreement with the Taliban toward ending the nearly 18-year-old war. U.S. and Taliban negotiators are set to meet in Qatar on Saturday. Guatemala is seen by the United Nations Human Rights Office as a place where it is dangerous to stand up for basic rights. Both state and non-state actors are being blamed for the widespread assault on rights activists. A UN report covers the period from January 2017 to April of this year. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The UN Human Rights Office has recorded an alarming 884 attacks against human rights defenders, including 39 killings during the two-year reporting period. It says human rights defenders are subject to physical attacks, threats, intimidation, surveillance, stigmatization, and gender-based violence. The report accuses the government of misusing criminal law to silence those defending people's rights to lands, territories, and natural resources. The report recommends the government strengthen measures to prevent, protect, investigate, and prosecute crimes committed against human rights defenders. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
More than 16 months before the next U.S. presidential election, 10 Democratic candidates for their party's nomination are set to debate tonight for 2 hours in Miami, Florida. It'll be the first of two consecutive nights giving 20 presidential hopefuls the chance to shine for a TV audience of millions. Another 10 candidates will be on stage Thursday night. Top-tier entrant Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts will be among tonight's participants. Thursday, former Vice President Joe Biden, the leading Democratic candidate in national surveys, joins other top-tier names, including Senators Bernie Sanders of Vermont and Kamala Harris of California, and Mayor Pete Buttigieg of the Midwestern city of South Bend, Indiana. The chance for a political breakout, says AP's Julie Pace, is sharply limited.
The opportunity for a candidate to break through is pretty slim. You're not going to get a lot of time.
Palestinians are protesting an economic initiative being launched by the White House to generate $50 billion in investments in the Palestinian territories and neighboring Arab states. Unveiled at a conference in Bahrain on Tuesday, the initiative is part of a yet-to-be-seen U.S. Middle East peace plan. Gene Randall, VOA News.